Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Phil, I'd be mad if they were moving the goalposts on me, too.
Well, it's not the first time, and it's not the first time they've been angry about it. Back in 2017, a Democratic state senator by the name of Josh Newman from Southern California found himself facing a recall after voting to increase the gas tax, something that wasn't popular with his constituents. In that case, they wanted to delay the recall, the idea that a later sort of November recall would bring more Democrats out and he would hold on to his seat. That didn't happen. But he was subsequently returned to office on another vote. This time, the Democrats are looking to make it faster rather than later. And the basic idea is that in this post-pandemic, budget-flush environment in California, it's a good time for the governor rather than waiting to see what else might come down the pike, which could cause him trouble.
Okay, so props to you, because if I'm doing this math right, the lieutenant governor has about 60 to 80 days to make this work, and you were telling us last time we spoke about this that you thought, probably sometime around mid-September or so, that might in fact be the case.
Yeah, what we've got here is that there are different, you know, procedures that have to go through a recall. One is you have to do a financial analysis about how much it's going to cost. That's the idea, and then the legislature is supposed to study that and approve the money. Well, they've got a ballpark figure. It's about $215 million. This thing is not going to be cheap. We're going to be an all-mail, vote-by-mail election. That costs money. That takes a lot of effort. So what they said was, tell you what we'll do. What we're going to do is we're going to agree that it's going to cost that much money. We don't need to review anything, and we'll shoot it right through, and that'll hand it over to the Secretary of State, Eleni Kounoulakis, to set the date, all right? So they've sort of eliminated the roadblocks for it going later and said you could do it. It gives her a wider area for her to make the call. But, Jeff, the people that are really going to make the call, and it's interesting, are the county clerks, those people that actually send out the ballots and, you know, where we stay on election night as the returns come in and count them. They say, and this is kind of interesting, in the post-COVID world, you know, how the supply chain for just about anything you buy at the store seems to have been interrupted these days?
Yep.
That's the goes for the same for ballots and for the election process. They can't get the supplies, and they say that they need until at least mid-September. So they may be the ones actually calling it, saying you can set what date you want, but we're telling you we can't do this effectively until mid-September, and that might be the time. What they're hoping to do is find a window, like I said, between the sort of post-COVID, we've got money, we're going into the budgets, people are getting paid, stimulus checks are going out there, but before possibly a bad wildfire season, a drought, rolling blackouts, and by the way, the question of whether schools are going to open smoothly come the fall. Which window do you want to jump in? That's the one we're going to see.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.